Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, October the 8th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, again, as always, Tuesday and Thursday nights. We welcome everyone all over the globe. The satellite team is doing their best to get the signal out to as many countries as they can and as many people as they can, and we welcome all of Big Call Universe tonight. Tonight, Sue and I will be doing the call without Bob. Bob has evacuated his area in South Florida, and he is exhausted, really, from the drive he had to make to get to where he was going. So I asked him to rest tonight and not really push it to come on the call. So we'll cover for him tonight. Sue and I will be doing the call, but it'll be a shorter call than normal, that's for sure. All right? So, that being said, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for a wonderful teaching I'm sure that she has found for us to strengthen us and edify us all tonight. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you have provided for us so far. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. We take you at your word by faith for everything that is written scripturally for us. We thank you for all that you do in our lives, not only to provide for us, but to keep us healthy. Thank you for your healing touch. Give us a good call tonight, we pray, and we pray specifically for several things which we'll cover tonight, specifically for the blessing to manifest to us, to have it come in as we have heard, and that we can actually be great stewards of this blessing, that you would be proud of how we handle the money that you have provided for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, it's just you and me, the Sue and Brew call tonight. No texting during the call, please. Randolph, or who is it? Whoever it is. No texting, Sue, during the call tonight. Thank you. it's not fair.
I stay focused.
You stay focused? You can handle it?
Yep.
All right. Okay, I'm adjusting my volume up a little bit. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and see what you found us in the way of a teaching tonight, Sue.
Well, I think this is going to be a very buoyant and strengthening teaching. Okay. And I'd like to make a dedication tonight to some new people that deserve lifting up. And that is a woman by the name, I'm going to just call her Ms. I, and I know that she's listening.
Okay.
And I want to give thanks to Ms. Andrea, who I know is listening.
Yes.
And I want to give thanks, as always, to Jay and Kay, co-pilot. Mm-hmm. And I want to lift up a member of the pod who does everything to get our calls out, Doug, and as always, and probably forever, to everything that matters.
Everything that matters.
And a new piece to honoring what you value. It's coming together. When we've struggled in an area for a long time, it's easy to think it's never going to work out. Our dream is too big, the medical report is too negative, or our family is so dysfunctional that we don't see how we could ever be restored. As the months go by, sometimes even years, and we don't see anything happening, it's easy to get discouraged and give up on what we're believing for. But just because you don't see anything happening doesn't mean that God is not working. Behind the scenes, God's arranging things in your favor, lining up the right people, the healing, the promotion, the new behaviors of your loved one, the favor. If you stay in faith, at the right time, you'll see it come together. What you couldn't make happen on your own, God will make happen for you. Your dream is coming together. Your relationship is coming together. The healing, the promotion, and the vindication. Plus, Sue's adding, the 800 numbers and the platform for our new world will all come together. A friend of mine had been in a legal battle over a business dispute for 6 years. Some people had made false accusations against him trying to take his company. He knew he was in the right. He thought the dispute would take 3 or 4 months to clear up, but it dragged on year after year. He's had to fight the thoughts telling him, this is going to make you look bad and ruin your career. It's never going to work out. It's going to bankrupt your business. He could have been discouraged and bitter. Instead, all through the day, he would say, Lord, thank you that you're my vindicator. Thank you that you're fighting my battles. He was saying, in effect, thank you that it's coming together. One day, unexpectedly, the other side called the judge and admitted that they had made up the accusations, that it was totally false. The case was dismissed. Suddenly, it all came together. He was vindicated. It may not happen on your timetable, but I can assure you that God is a faithful God. He says in Hebrews 13, I will not in any way fail you. God said it 3 times because he knew how easy it is for us to give up on our dreams, to let our circumstances and how long it's been talk us out of God's best. You may have a situation that looks impossible today. You've had some setbacks, and the odds are against you. Let me encourage you that it's coming together. God is not going to fail you. God is never going to leave you. The breakthrough is already in your future. That person you've been dreaming about, you're not going to have to lose them. You're going to find them. Your relationship is coming together. Don't believe the lie that you'll have to live your life lonely. That person has already been ordained. Or you may think you can never get out of debt, never live in a nice house, never be successful in your career. You may think you've gone as far as your education allows. No. Don't talk yourself out of it. It's coming together. Promotion, love, abundance, and new levels of intimacy are headed your way. When you go through the day with this expectancy, knowing that God is working behind the scenes and bringing it together, that's what allows God to do great things. You could be complaining, but instead you're saying, Lord, thank you that my healing is coming together. And I'm going to suggest, Lord, thank you that our 800s and the liberation of the planet is coming together.
Mm-hmm.
You can do what medicine cannot do. You can do what all of us cannot see and orchestrate the huge shifts that are happening. You put in my heart this dream. Lord, thank you that the connections, the funding, and all that we need to get started and to heal this world are all coming together into the deepest love you could ever know. Know that it's all coming together.
Mm-hmm.
That's our teaching for tonight.
Well, thank you, Sue. That was really a strong teaching. And I love the way that you brought it out to us tonight. Thank you for finding that and bringing that to us. I really enjoyed it. And I think what's interesting about it is God's Word says, first of all, we know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. We know that. We've heard that. We know that it's about faith. Faith, 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 faith. Faith, in Ephesians, says faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. And I put the yet in there because I think it needs to be said that we don't see everything. And if we could see everything, there'd be no faith required. You see what I'm saying? There is no mm-hmm. faith required if you have the item already. If you already have the blessing, there's no faith because you have it already. It's taken faith to believe in something that we have not yet seen. We've been hoping for it, but we don't have the substance of it yet. But I think it's important to realize that that was a really good teaching that applied to us today. I know what it was referring to. I know who wrote it, but I'm thinking this is really something that we can all really appreciate, because there are things that we know are happening and going on behind the scenes, just like Sue mentioned in the teaching. And I think it's important to realize that we are moving forward. We do have hope and faith, hope in the sense of a great expectation of this manifesting to us. And I believe we are just that much closer than we were on last Thursday's call. Now, to take it further, it's important to take it and understand that we are moving in the right direction. We are getting information that I'll be sharing in a little while that'll take us into this area where we can actually see what is coming our way. We can see it, we can touch it, we can almost feel it right there. We're just about there. Well, I'm excited about that. I'm excited that you made a call out and a shout out to the people you did. Sue, really happy about that. First of all, let me just say we miss Bob not being here tonight, but we understand it's for his health and well-being that he does not come on the call tonight because he really needs to rest. It was a horrendous day yesterday as he was traveling to his destination as he evacuated from South Florida. All right. Sue, that was what I felt about the teaching, what I got out of the teaching. What would you say about it? And did it speak anything specifically to you?
Well, I think, of course it did. I picked things that I'm excited about, that have deep meaning to me. But you know what, Bruce? I think you were the highlight for me. And I'm thinking about a conversation that I had this week. We're early in the week. And what's really on my radar, because of the hurricane, because of what people are dealing with, is, and you'll hear this in my segment too, is combining faith in the things you can't see so you can embody it and you can create the new things that have to be done, because as a leader, you're going to be stepping into situations and helping people that may be going through a lot to see that faith. So it's not just you personally. It's about having the capacity to lead people to things that they haven't seen yet and or felt yet. I mean, it's a lot about the experience you're going to have when you're leading people through something new. And I had someone, mention, you know, a kind of, it was a very interesting conversation, you know, just as I was presenting a possibility for rainmaking, and this person didn't know that I had researched it for 2 or 3 months. Like, I tend to do everything before something comes out of my mouth, but it's like my intuition and my faith is guiding me. And I was, it's very interesting to watch when someone says, and please remember this, everybody, use common sense. Common sense is usually relying on what you've learned very often. Common sense can also be, you know, what we've always done. And it's going to be very important to use pragmatic, like being pragmatic about things. Like, what is possible? That's your faith. It's all coming together. And then pragmatically taking action with what you have. And that's common sense. So I understood where this person was coming from, but we're going to be challenged, excitedly challenged is my intention, to make things that have never come together come together. Mm-hmm. And that's what the training is that we do. That's like we're going to be stepping into all new things and doing things you've never done before, and you've got to believe in your vision, in what's possible, in how you understand and interpret to make all that come together. So I love what you said about having the faith.
Yeah.
You've got to faith in yourself. So, and Christ.
Well, that's true, too. Thank you, Sue. That's good commentary on it, really. You know, there was another thing that I thought about as I think back to what you read, Sue, and it was the idea of vindication. And I'm going to look at this two different ways here. One, vindication is sort of like when, you know, somebody has done something against you and you want to try to get back at them, but you know that you're not supposed to because the word says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. God has you. He's got your six. He's got your back. And it's important to realize that we're not supposed to take or exact vengeance on somebody that has done something against us. That would be considered our enemy. We're supposed to pray for our enemies and love our enemies, which is next to impossible to do. But if you do love them, that's doing the right thing. Pray for your enemies. Do that. Pray that they get a clue. Pray that they no longer, you know, have this the thing that they're saying maybe against you or whatever. But the other thing about vindication is when this goes, and I know that sometimes there are unbelieving spouses, maybe one is involved, one was never involved in this, and they really don't have any place for it. They don't want to hear about it. They're family members that are going, I don't want to hear about that anymore. I don't have that situation in my life. It's not me. But other people might have a situation where, man, they had to drop this thing years ago because it didn't go like you said it would, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? When this does happen, and I'm not saying that you need to say, I told you so, because you can't. We're under NDAs. As far as they know, it never happened. But you know, God knows that you're vindicated. You're vindicated in the sense that whatever happened is as you said it would happen. And I just think that's important for us to feel that, to feel vindicated when this goes. Because a lot of people were non-believers. And, you know, we didn't tell everyone about this. This was not for everybody. It was for a select group that could receive this. And so I just wanted to say that, Sue. That's what I got out of the teaching. Thank you very much. And And now, as we segue into our praise reports on Tuesday night, Sue, we do have some prayer that we want to do before we read any praise reports, right?
Yeah.
And I've got two things I want to pray for, and I think you had one major, major thing you wanted to pray for too, right?
I don't know if it's major, major. I have to find,
Pretty major if we're talking about the same thing.
Well, we'll see. I've just got to get organized here. The emails come in pretty fast. Here we go. Let's start with praise times three. And I'm sorry that Bob isn't here to receive this. This is from our beloved Pastor Scott. Tonight's praise is for Bruce, Bob, and Sue.
There you go.
You three have taught us, guided us, enlightened us for years. Just as the disciples were ordinary people until they met Jesus. I'm not saying you're Jesus, but for all these years, I know. It's funny. But for all these years, you've been saying, follow me. We have and will till the end of this journey. We think we're at the end, but it's just about to begin. It's truly a blessing to be chosen. I really believe that Big Call Universe are the chosen ones to lead others into the quantum world through Christ. Couldn't have said it better, Pastor Scott.
That's right.
On behalf of Big Call Universe, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. On another note, I've received some of the kindness notes from people all over the world, loving you all for getting back into the game. I've received enough sim to do my projects. It's not even close to what was stolen, but I can do some projects. Still nothing in my satchel or on my satchel, meaning no input. Be blessed,
right.
Pastor Scott. And then I'm going to read one more from the woman.
All right, hold on. I'm going to comment on that first, Sue. Hold on one sec. Pastor Scott, thank you for sending that in, and I appreciate that, and I think Sue does too. We all do, and I'm sure Bob would if he heard that. I will say this, though. We're not Jesus Christ, but we have the Holy Spirit that Christ gave us, and you know this, Pastor. But at the same time, in some cases, we're the only Jesus that some people will see. So we have to comport ourselves as Jesus did, and maybe people will see Jesus in us. That's our hope. That's our hope going forward. Okay, thank you, Pastor Scott. What else do we have, Sue? You were going to read?
Yes, I have a beautiful, just a little, it was a letter about the golden bundle, but this is at the top. Hi, Sue. I enjoy the big call that you, Bob, and Bruce prepare for us regularly. Your prayers, information, and your teachings will be very missed. Your sessions, each of you participate in, have become a blessed habit for about 5 years now. I will miss all of you so much. You faithful ones are so precious to me. I feel like we've become dear family and friends. And I got a chance to talk to this way. The heart on that woman is just beyond expression, really.
Do I know who this person is, Sue?
Not yet, but you will. I'm very fortunate to attract them. We are, not I. Big call. So these are from Jeannie. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18:20. Important. So many people have asked that we say a prayer together on this big call for all the people, families, and pets impacted by hurricanes. And I learned from my friend Andrea that birds scatter about a week before. They flee a week before the hurricanes, like no peeps.
They know, don't they? They know, like no peeps. Yep.
Please keep everyone in your prayers that have been impacted by Hurricane Helene, especially the people of Chimney Rock, North Carolina, completely devastated. Also for Hurricane Milton, which should hit Florida in a day or two. Thank you so much. National Face Your Fears Day, Tuesday, 10/8. It's time to confront your fears and be bold. National Salmon Day, Tuesday, 10/8. Whip out your recipes, prepare your wild or packaged salmon, and make delicious, healthy food. World Post Day, Wednesday, 10/9. Throwback to communication, methods of the past with some good old-fashioned letters. We're thankful for the Big Call platform, Bruce, Sue, Bob, GCK, Pastor Scott,
Larry.
For their time, and Larry. She didn't have Larry on here.
She didn't say time, Larry this time.
I know.
Okay.
For the time, prayers, and updated information. All the listeners at the time of the call and listeners after the call. That was pretty cool. For Pastor Scott and Bruce friends, Tom, getting healthier.
Yes.
For all the people donating funds to Pastor Scott with the lost stolen satchel with us all his in. Everyone have a blessed week, and I hope and pray we get the 800 number so we may start the RV process this week and be great stewards of this blessing, especially helping everyone in all the states that have been affected by Hurricane Helene and are about to be affected by Milton. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you. That's really strong, Jeannie. We appreciate all of that. Thank you. And I hope I have some clarification for you in some of those areas that you mentioned. And I think I will have some for you in my intel segment. Sue, what I want to do is, as Jeannie mentioned, I want to lift Tom up and also Pastor Scott for continued healing. So we're going to speak continued healing to both of those gentlemen that have had strokes. And of course, Tom had one, maybe two strokes, and he seems to be really on the recovery train nicely right now. And I think Pastor Scott is doing well as we just continue to pray for his continued healing and total restoration of all mental faculties. Same thing for Tom. All mental acuity and faculties and memory, everything coming back nicely. I have not seen him since last Thursday, but I did see him, you know, it's been, what, 5 days ago? Wow. Seems like it was just yesterday. But I'm staying in touch with his wife to try to get the latest update on how he's doing. And I think he's doing well, taking PT, physical therapy well, occupational therapy, eating, swallowing well. Just a remarkable improvement. So thank you, Lord, for that. Continue to lift him up for total, complete healing. The other thing, Sue, that Jeannie mentioned was the idea of praying for those that went through Hurricane Helene a couple weeks ago, and to pray for them and their recovery, as well as praying for those to evacuate Florida in several areas and move into safer, higher areas that are not in the path or what is the projected path of this coming hurricane. And of course, I've been praying for it to be minimized and also for it to be taking a path south of Florida, miss the Keys, and so on. So I don't know if that's going to happen or not. The path that they're showing catches anywhere from Tampa all the way to Port Charlotte, anywhere Fort Myers looks like it's in play, all of those areas, and then across to across the peninsula of Florida to the East Coast and then up the Carolinas, and we'll see what happens. So, you know, it's hard to say right now, but I know everybody's supposed to evacuate by tomorrow night because by tonight because it's coming this way tomorrow night and Thursday morning. So Wednesday night, Thursday morning, it will have made landfall. So everybody that's in that area, listen to your government agencies and get out of town if you can. Get out of Dodge. All right? So let's just pray right now for those people. Lord God, we pray and speak ease of evacuation for those that need to move out of the storm, to get out of Dodge. And for those that are staying, we pray that they can hunker down, that they have water, they have supplies, they have a generator, they have something that could sustain them during the hurricane and after the aftermath of it. We pray that you provide for them and they are able to be wise and use common sense, which is what you brought up, Sue, common sense in terms of whether to leave or not. You know, I hope most people evacuate that are anywhere near those areas in the cone of this thing that's projected. It is going to be a bigger storm, and Lord God, thank you for protecting those, protecting pets, animals, our wildlife, our birds, our trees, everything we love. Lord God, protect them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, Sue?
Let's just take a rest. That's a lot of information. Let's just rest.
Yeah, it is. Let's take a rest.
And everybody just remember that when you're in a meeting, like we are right now, just giving a 10-second pause, this is neuroscience-based, allows the brain to reset.
Yeah,
don't you think this is just really just resting for a second? But after that, you want me to get into the escape room.
Escape room. Sue, I still don't quite get the connection of the escape room to what you were referring to. I know what an escape room is. I know people that have done the escape rooms.
We're going to talk about the Space Force's readiness training that launched this September. How cutting edge is that? How you can participate in brain science-based, Christ-based readiness training. So you'll be able to be that idealistic leader, you know, that can hold the highest vision. But you're also going to be able to step into rooms and be able to sense who can handle, who can lead, what do you need to tweak or what do you need to have on your team? That's an upcoming training that I'm going to be talking about, and it's very, very exciting. And I'm first going to read you a testimonial that I was really fascinated by that came in on Sunday night. I forgot to even tell you about this, Bruce.
Okay.
So, my husband and I purchased the Golden Wisdom Bundle 2 months ago, and I wanted to report on something I found interesting for us. We've gone through 3 of the 5 classes, but we've noticed that it seems, so that means they must be doing like 2 a week. We've gone through 3 of the 5 classes, but we've noticed that it seems to be helping us in our day-to-day lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel a lot more prepared. Could it be the meditation? We are so energized. Blessing you for providing it for us all. S, not giving out their names, SMP.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk about the Golden Wisdom Bundle for a second, and then I'm going to really get excited about the novelty that is going to be in our new class.
Okay.
And how real-time leadership is going to be deployed. Listen to all this military language.
Yeah, deployed.
I know. So I've had the opportunity to talk to some people recently about the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And I'm going to say something right off the bat.
Okay.
When you write for the Golden Wisdom Bundle, you're not just writing for the Golden Wisdom Bundle. You're writing so that you can be ready to make it easier for you to walk in and get involved with humanitarian projects. That's one part. But a world that is going to be going through, everybody in your life is going to be going through a transition and a change.
Right.
And we have meditations that are designed to help you feel grounded and centered in your body so that you can handle all the emotional change. Try to think of when everybody around you was going through something. I don't think, like maybe one or two. Imagine people, everyone around you reacting to something.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't calm your nervous system, and trust me, you've never experienced anything like that. And my background was in doing this work in high stress, high change scenarios for 33 years, working with CEOs and executives. So this is something that I've participated in for 33 years. If you don't have those skills, try to imagine like everything moving all at once. And if you don't have a flexible new identity that shows you, oh, I can handle this. Oh, I have the energy. Oh, I know how to think and ask questions or do all these skills. Think about what's going to happen in your nervous system. You're going to get overloaded. We are going to be doing our number one. It's hard to believe, Bruce, so check this out.
I know, 160.
Yeah. No, it's one. Yeah, it's 168.
You're talking about classes?
168 class.
Class,
you think
yeah.
You think we're a little bit passionate about getting people ready? And let me say this.
Yep.
If you're hearing this and you're going, oh, gosh, I'd like it to be clear. You heard the testimonial. You can repeat this, Bruce. It makes your daily life better. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're in this, your brain is sensing that something is coming. But it doesn't have a pattern for it, doesn't have a model for it. It's called anticipatory anxiety. It's like knowing you're going to go somewhere, but you don't know what's going to happen, and it's really big. You guys don't know how much stress you're under not knowing and researching and figuring out, because it's not out there. That's what we did for you. And we put it into these five trainings.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you how to get that training, but I want to be really, really clear about something because I had to speak to someone. If you're going to write to us, please pay attention and watch your emails. This is This is like you acting like a leader. Right. A leader with energy and engagement is very intentional. When it matters to you and you want to show up for God and you want to bring your best, which I'm suggesting that is who's going to be writing to us, watch your email and stay engaged. It's not like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get the golden. Oh, yeah. And then
I'll get it. Mm-hmm. And then not pay attention to the emails.
Because
pay attention.
What we're doing is we're watching and paying attention to the people that want to bring their best selves. And do you think that God and everything else that's involved isn't noticing the people that have the self-direction, intentionality, and passion to be their best self? Here's how you do that. Send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. This is rubber meets the road time. Yeah. I know, I feel like we've said that, but hey, we can't hope that hurricanes and this and that. I mean, we can't do anything about that. We're walking just like you are, step by step by step, being as prepared, as ready, as prepared as we can. And trying to be of service so that your mind, your brain, your nervous system can be at its best. And there's no training. I know that there's no training that can affect people the way this training was designed.
To get you calm,
to get you dynamic, to get you so you know the context, you know the game, and you can learn it quickly, and so that you can make your own decisions. We're not telling you what to do. We're walking you through strategies and scenarios. Imagine listening to someone and you get to think about it. You get to reflect about it. You're not having information just crammed down you and it's not, you know.
It's not
like that. It's an experience where you get to internalize the competencies, the skills in a relaxed, but purposeful manner, so that it's vital, it's energizing, and it's buoyant. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put Golden Bundle 300, put your name, your telephone number, and that you're willing to get Cash App. And be somebody that's going to be persistent. I mean, like let's see you guys saying 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Be on it, because this is for you, so that you don't, you know, this isn't us just making up a product. This is us taking 80% of the stress, which is the unknown, not coordinating it in your nervous system, and making it so you can see and navigate these new worlds. That's what we're doing. We're doing this so that it will be easy for you to work in this new environment.
And the cost to get involved with this is?
The cost to get involved is $300. It's a $550. You're getting it almost half off, and it should be a lot more. But our job is to get everybody that wants to get involved with projects. So just ask yourself this. If I could listen to a program for an hour, hour and 15, hour and 20, and be energized so that, like you heard the people say, we feel better, what is it? I could learn to train my mind and my heart and my nervous system. I could practice a 20-minute practice that's going to get me seeing and living my new experience the way I want to live it, so that I'm getting ready. If I could be certain to a degree that I apply myself, that would shave 80% of the stress off, would I want to invest in this? If I could make it easier for myself, would that be a way of loving myself? And is that a way to love myself, but also to bring more light, more clarity, more effectiveness to your projects? This is a very deep practice in that. So that's that. Take a five-second break. And now we're going to talk about escape rooms and novel things that are going to really, I'm very, very excited. So we have a new class. And I'm going to give you a scenario. Imagine you're in a room, it could be your dining room, your kitchen, and you're with your partner, your spouse, somebody, your child, and they've been struggling. This is post-RV, and they've been struggling with the changes in your family or the people around them or their friends or their just what's going on. Everything around them is shifting. They've got more money. Maybe things aren't available because there's shortages. Their family dynamics are changing. Friend dynamics are changing. And you're listening to them. And they're scared. They might be frustrated. Mm-hmm. But most of all, they don't feel resourceful. Could you call out the best in them? Could you help them access with love their inner strength and Christ-like capacity to move so that they felt seen and heard and loved, and you were helping them move into greater strength? And could you stay energized, inspired, and unaffected because your energy was so vitalized and honed? Could you do that? Here's the next scenario. You're walking into a room filled with people. Could be the people on your team. Could be the projects that you're helping, who are reeling from something like the tsunami. Could be a hurricane has just torn through their communities. Families are displaced. Uncertainty fills the air. Could you design a plan or communicate in a way that inspires them for both short-term relief and long-term recovery? What if instead of being consumed by the enormity of the situation and everybody's families, let's say we're past the hurricane thing, but everybody's hearing about all the disclosure and you're trying to launch your projects, but everybody's getting all this new information, their families are being challenged, everybody simultaneously is going through massive change. Could you help them access? Could you be the person that walks into the room and holds the space and inspires them, evokes, pulls out of them, doesn't tell them, pulls out of them new solutions that transform everything around them? That takes skill. That takes getting everybody connected, recognizing what they're feeling, calming their nervous system down, and then inspiring them in that moment to move in a new direction. So that instead of being in fear and frozen and locked up and can't even hear something, you get them, oh, thank God, he or she is here. All right, we're going to try that. Here comes the escape room part. An escape room are places that challenge you. You go into an environment and it challenges you. It's a game. And you go into it. Look at the difference. Pay attention to this. You go into it knowing it's a game. The whole thing is designed for you to challenge yourself, see it as a game, see it as an environment you're meant to overcome, and get out of it and have fun doing it. That is what the new science of Christ Evocative Leadership, our next class, is going to teach you. And we are borrowing from the Space Force program. We looked, did the research on what they're rolling out, Bruce, and other military. It's going to be in our email out to people. It's a pretty cool email. What they challenge you to do, and it's very easy for somebody like me to see their technical approaches and how they train you. And this is what we haven't even done yet in our classes. We're going to simulate and train people to be in tough situations, but in an escape room mindset. Like, okay.
Environment, yeah.
And I'm just, do I want to say it? I guess, okay.
What's the name of the class, Sue? What's the name of the class?
The New Science of Christ Evocative Leadership, Igniting Beyond the Crisis. So I used to work, I had, especially when I first started in my own business, consulting business, I was hired, and consultants would come up to me and say, oh my God, that is the hardest corporation in the world. And you were there, I was there a very long time. And it was always because they were being bought out, they were being sold, they were super high stress, super high challenge, super, I mean, like that's what I was used to until I figured out I didn't want to do that any longer. But the point is, it taught me how to survive in really high challenge situations. That's what I basically came out of. And what you want to learn is how to navigate those challenges and escape limiting environments. But in this case, you're going to learn, what's your new baseline? How are you going to be in a baseline? How are you going to be trained like a Navy SEAL? And we're going to do that. And I might as well tell you. Would you be able to be dropped into a pool? You're going to see this if you sign up to get into this class. With your hands tied together, your arms
in front of you.
Yep. And your arms and your legs tied behind you. So you're tied.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dropped in, and it's very deep, and you have to go pick up a mask without being able to move your hands or your feet.
Pick up a what?
Mask.
A mask.
Yep.
Okay.
You've got to be able to. What do you think that would take? So I was really looking at that. That takes exactly what it's going to take for you to be ready and clear and strong for what all this change. I don't care if it's like you have a small project. This is about getting ready for your life. You've got to be unperturbable. And if you had, I thought to myself, okay, could I do that? If I had mentally prepared, I could do that.
Yep.
If you saw yourself being able to do that, and it's so interesting, even when Bruce and I were preparing for the class, he said something like, oh, if I have this, remember what you said? And I was like, okay, well, assume that you have the energy to do that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You have to. People don't realize how deeply they limit themselves.
And no, I know.
And you have to make a decision. You can't say things like, I've never been in a relationship like that. You can't say those things. You've got to say, I'm going to be the best at what I've never been best at. I'm going to take whatever it is. But in this case, we're going to teach you how to be the best at being stable, at being excited about being in new situations, and the best at hiring the people so that you're going to be able to walk into a room, and if you had 10 candidates, yes, I use that word, candidates, if you had 10 candidates, you'd be able to scan the ones that will lean in, that want to be engaged, that want to do what you're asking them to do. And here are two things. Write this down right now, because I'm not going to talk about it again. You're going to look for my – I used to be hired by people because I had the insight to hire people. You're going to look for people that are buoyant and have deep skills. That combination, buoyant, like they've got
some life. I'm
looking
for flamboyant. Buoyant and flamboyant.
You're not looking for flamboyant. That's indulgent.
Okay, Sue, let's wrap this part of it up and tell them about the class.
We're going to tell them about the class now, Bruce. Mm-hmm. The class is going to start Wednesday. That's tomorrow night at 7:25 mm-hmm. Eastern. If you want to participate in this, and this is, I don't like, it's a very crucial class. It's like where everything changes. Send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put Christ Leadership. That'll make it short and easy to remember. Christ Leadership. The cost is $150 for 3 classes, where you're going to go through simulation training, you're going to get yourself ready, and you're going to learn what is it going to take if you're in a crisis situation or everything around you is turning around. How are you going to see and select and get the best people instead of out of fear or out of shortage or whatever? You've got to get the best people on your team. And what is it going to take? What are you going to have to notice about that to make it work? So this is really about being very ready, skillfully ready, to manage a high-flux, hyper-novel, we've used that word before, situation. Mm-hmm. And you've got to train on it. Because if you've never done that before, if you've never hired people, if you've never been trained to know what to look for, this is like this is high-level readiness stuff. And it's really being, a lot of it is being borrowed by what the Space Force, who are the people that are doing all the cool stuff, are doing. So it's just $150. Call it Christ.
And what are the nights? What are the 3 nights? Starting
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 7:25. Mm-hmm. And the last call, you've got to write to us tonight. And then we will be sending out a go for the payment. You can pay it right away if you want, if we get back to you that fast. Otherwise, the last call for go starts at 4 o'clock. The space is going to be limited to 25 people so that we can really give everybody attention and you can participate and you're going to be learning and doing drills and things like that. So your brain is actually going to be practicing the skills that you need. And that's the important part. And you've never been in this. Even I haven't been in a scenario like this. I've been in things that are similar. And people like, I'm going to give a shout out to Chopper Boss. You know, people that do emergency work and things like that.
Search and rescue. Yep.
You've got but this is going to show you how to calm down after that, how to recover, how to prepare so that you can handle any space. And so you can see yourself not walking in, as one of my members said, like in rainbows and rosebuds moments. This is to teach you how you could play in the best, 70 degrees out on the tennis court, Bruce. But you also got to practice being out in less than
35
ideal.
Degrees.
This is practicing for both ideal, but mostly for less than ideal conditions and what you need to see. And what you need to look for, and how you make it ideal. That's what this training is about.
7:25 p.m. each night, 7:25 Eastern Daylight Time. Eastern.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we all Cash App, Cash App, Cash App. Just send your name your number, Cash App. It starts tomorrow night, so send that to us right now if you can. We'll get an email out to you, and you'll be meeting with a group of people that are, like, training. It's like being in an outdoor gym, and they're training to be effective with the most important thing to be effective with, the future of our planet and beyond. So that's the gist.
Thank you, Sue. Excellent. That's really good. And I know people are going to be looking forward to taking advantage of the new class, and that'll be great. And then the other thing is the Golden Bundle 300 is still available for a limited time, and that is worth a lot more than $550, and it's only $300. So very good. Thank you so much for that. So exciting. This is an exciting time for us, guys. And I love the idea that this is, that the new class is sort of patterned a little bit after the U.S. Space Force and their training and so on. It's great. Yeah. I've seen that kind of underwater drill type thing as part of Top Gun, and it reminds me of my lifeguard training, which wasn't quite like that, but it was. It did require going to the bottom and picking something up. And, yeah, it was cool, very cool. Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much for that. And, you know, guys, Bob has evacuated South Florida, St. Petersburg area, and has traveled a long distance to get refuge from the impending storm. And we're just believing that he's going to be fine where he is, and the business will be fine where it is, and all his employees will either evacuate or hunker down, one or the other. And I know some of them are doing each one of those things. And now, so we want to just realize that right now it's more likely. I don't know if anybody's going to be there in the office tomorrow. Well, in other words, in there so that you can call them or not, but we know that I want you guys to at least be aware that the sale is ongoing. You go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my site. You'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers, and that is a direct link to Bob's website, the Boomer website. And then you can see the product descriptions. You can see the products that are on sale with the drop-down menu for products, and then on sale. Click on that, and it's really a great deal. You should be aware of those. And it's ongoing for right now. It's still available. So take advantage of it. Certainly the online orders will be processed, even if people cannot be reached by phone. However, the phone number is, in case there is somebody available, take your call tomorrow or Thursday or Friday, etc., the number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. With the possibility of, we'll see what happens as far as the storm is concerned. All right. Let's move into the Intel segment. As no more texts hopefully are coming into Sue right now. But let's go into where we stand. And we did get an update on where we are and where we are from last Thursday when we last had our call. But what's important to get out to you guys is this. Okay, first of all, let's talk about Monday. Monday is Columbus Day. I know they've renamed it something else, but I don't remember what it's called right now. We think the banks, for the most part, are closed. Now, is this the so-called three-day weekend? Well, yeah, maybe. However, redemption centers can be made open on Monday. Not a problem. They may very well be open for us. I'm mentioning that because let's go into this first. This morning at 6:30 a.m., we were advised by one of our military sources that Jesara, that's G-E-S-A-R-A, Jesara, part with a G, Jesara, which is the international scope, started this morning. It was activated this morning. Now, that's an international scenario. Nasara, for us, that begins with N, N-E-S-A-R-A, Nasara deals with the United States, okay? And we have heard that Nasara will be activated on Sunday, or implemented, let's use the term implemented, beginning Sunday, the 13th of this month, of October. Now, will we see anything on Sunday? I personally think we will have to wait until Monday or Tuesday to get any information or announcements that we know are contained in Nasara. I wanted to get that out to you first. Jesara, Global Economic Strategic and Recovery Act, began this morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and that's global. And Nasara, National Economic Strategic and Recovery Act, is for the United States, and that begins on Sunday. Okay? Now, what is included in Nasara are things like knowledge about our new asset-backed currency, the USN, also information should contain, maybe not on day one or day two, but it should contain information about the change in our tax system, no more federal or state income taxes, and we know that we're getting back the taxes that we've paid throughout our adult life from the age of whatever, 16, whenever we started. We should be getting all that back as part of our R&R payment, restitution and reclamation allowance. That is supposed to be coming back in that. We're also supposed to have, as you guys know, interest that we paid on credit cards, on bank loans, on mortgages, on any of those things that were run through the banks, that is included in your R&R, along with the trading that they did on our birth certificates, death certificates on spouses and parents, also divorce decrees, and what else did I forget one? Marriage license, divorce decrees. Yeah, marriage licenses, right? So when you got married, there was another tradable instrument that they used besides our birth certificates and so on. So a lot of that ends up becoming something that we will get back. It was they traded on us as chattel property, and we will get those funds back. Now, for those of us who are exchanging at the redemption centers, which I hope is everyone that hears my voice, you will set an appointment, and that would be put into your Quantum account and should be in there already so that you can have access to that and move those funds if you want into your primary or secondary Wells Fargo account. And I say Wells Fargo because Wells is overseeing all the redemption centers in North America, in the United States. Not necessarily Canada and not necessarily Mexico. In Canada, it's being overseen by HSBC as the primary bank, but also Scotiabank, those two banks for Canada. And then in Mexico and Latin America, it's being overseen by Banco Santander is Santander Bank, right? So those are the key banks for there. The rest of the world, I can only say HSBC is still the lead international bank. There may be some other banks too that are really the major, the biggest banks, tier one type banks in other countries. Okay, so pay attention to that. Now, as far as our timing for this, okay, we know that people are telling us, we've got essentially this coming from three separate sources today. Two of them are saying we could get notified anytime between Friday, they're considering that the weekend, and Monday, the 14th. So the weekend, Friday to the 14th, which is Monday. One source is indicating that we could get notified anytime from tomorrow, which is the 9th through the 14th, which is Monday. So the 9th through the 14th. Today's the 8th. That's right. Now, I think it's a little premature to suggest that tomorrow would be in play for 800 numbers. I personally think the most likely scenario, it could come out Friday or Saturday. Yes, it could. But if we don't get it by Saturday, my gut is that it'll come in Sunday night late and wake up to it Monday and then call, set appointments, and maybe depending on the time that we get the numbers, the 800 numbers, in our emails from Wells Fargo, then we call and we set our appointment. And then if it's early, we go that day. If it's not, if it's later, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or so, I think that we get our numbers. I think we're setting appointments and starting on Tuesday. Now, that's my opinion. That's my projection on it. But that, you know, I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong and we get it sooner. I think they are watching to see what happens with the hurricane. I think they are watching to see what happens with Milton. Okay? But they do have provision in some of the areas that have already been hit by Hurricane Helene that they have temporary structures that can do some exchanges as well in place. And so they may not be the same permanent buildings that they were going to use, but they've already worked all that out. Now, if this thing, the hurricane goes through and does a fair amount of damage, then I'm thinking they may postpone it, but they may go through with it and just let Florida catch back up. They may just let Florida catch back up with exchanges as soon as redemption centers are totally online and ready to go. I know that bondholders are looking to get notified. When are they going to be notified? They're going to be notified, I believe it's as early as tomorrow, that they would have available funds. In the email, it would tell them how much they have total in their account, how much availability of those funds they would be able to get access to, and when they would receive access. Three things. What's their total amount that should be in their account? How much of that total they would have access to on day one? And then what day they would actually be able to access their account. And those emails could come out anytime. Could be tomorrow, Thursday, could even be Friday. And they might not get access till early next week. So we don't know until those come out what the status is on that. So here we are on a Tuesday. It looks to me like we would have a call on Thursday night. At this point, that's what it looks like. So plan for that. And other than that, I think that's pretty much everything I wanted to bring out tonight, everything I wanted to say. Sue, do you have any questions or anything that I need to address that I haven't yet?
Questions? You know, you mean like just
of intel?
What we're going to be doing? No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. All right. Just thinking, since it's the two of us, if there's anything that you want to discuss now, let's do it. Otherwise, I think we can just remind everybody to take advantage of the two things. the Golden Bundle 300, and the new class, which you're calling for right for the purpose of right now on the email, is Christ
Leadership.
I just
want to make two points.
Okay.
Both of these, the Golden Wisdom 300, mm-hmm. which is $550, is designed to help you be ready for everything that's going to change and to help you get it in your body. The Christ Evocative Leadership, it's like, who are you going to have to be in scenarios that are changing very rapidly? How do you train yourself? It's going to be a skill-building workshop on how to make that easier. So both of them are about advanced readiness. And you've got to train on that. You've got to practice that. And that's the reason why.
Okay, good stuff. The Golden Bundle 300 is $300. So the email is the same for both things. It's integratedminds@hushmail.com.
Yeah.
And then you want to put in the subject line Golden Bundle 300, and then because it's a $300 investment you're making in your new life, but go ahead and do it now. And then it's payable on Cash App. So you either have Cash App or you're willing to get it, and then put your phone number and name in the body of your email and send it off tonight. Now, same thing would be true for the new class. The new class, the same email address, integratedminds@hushmail.com. And then, of course, that class is three classes starting tomorrow night, which is Wednesday night, Wednesday the 9th, Thursday the 10th, and Friday the 11th. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 7:25 p.m. each night. And it goes approximately an hour and a half. Could go a little longer because people like to stay on and talk and just meet each other and talk and go through ideas and everything. It's a beautiful interactive exchange that's taking place in those trainings. So that starts tomorrow night. The information to let you know how to pay it and so on is $150 for the three classes. And so the information will come out to you shortly after 4, right, Sue, tomorrow afternoon?
Yes.
Okay, 4 o'clock or so. And then, you know, obviously people are sending in the funds using Cash App or another approved if they're already somebody that Sue knows has been in the pod for a while. So, excellent. And first 25 to register will be received and accepted in the classes. So it's going to be super dynamic, fun, exciting, and worthwhile for everybody to do. And the Golden Wisdom Bundle.
Think of it as a little exotic because it's going to be like being in an escape room. It's going to be gamey.
Yeah. It'll be gamey. It'll be not like some venison that might be gamey, but it'll be gamey in the sense that it'll be game-like, game theory, game play. And it'll be fun. You guys will love it. You'll really have a good time with it. I highly recommend the class, the trainings, and I highly recommend the Golden Bundle 300. Take advantage of that, and let's get ready. We believe that the information we're getting is reliable. And, you know, one reason I like the timing of this now for the weekend through the 14th, is the fact that Sunday we've got Nasara activated, Nasara implemented on Sunday. Don't have a time. Might be after the Forex comes back up at 5 o'clock Eastern. Don't know that. But when you've got Jisara already implemented this morning at 6:30 in the morning, and you've got Nasara to be implemented on Sunday, activated and implemented on Sunday, I think we're off to the races. I really do. And I think that gives us enough time through the end of the month for redemption centers to get most everybody in there. Of course, they want the Zim in there immediatamente. Really do. They want it quickly and all that good stuff. We don't talk about med beds a whole lot, but I did hear that med beds should be available, especially for ZIM holders. Take care of them. Why do they want ZIM holders? Because ZIM holders have projects that could be 100, 200, 300 years to completion. They want to know that you want to be around long enough to see your projects through to completion. And so there is a little bit of advantage if you're a ZIM holder in terms of getting into the med bed quickly. I'm talking 5 or 6 yeah. days after exchanges start. So I'm excited about that. All right, that's everything I wanted to bring up tonight. And let's go ahead and now pray the call out as soon as, and then I'll turn off the recording. Lord Jesus, we just thank you. You've provided this information for us. You are, in fact, Jehovah Yireh, Jireh, Yireh. Thank you that you have provided these funds for us and that this is the greatest overturn of wealth of the wicked, the wealth of the wicked laid up for the just. And thank you that we are justified by faith through Jesus Christ. We're justified through you. We thank you so much for everything that you're doing to make all this happen and the timing of this coming about. Thank you for our health and healing, continued healing. We speak for Tom as well as Pastor Scott and hundreds or if not thousands of others that are listening to the big call tonight. Thank you for Sue, for Bob, for GCK, for Jeannie, for Pastor Scott, for everyone, including the stat team that's getting this call out to so many international friends around the globe. Thank you for Big Call Universe and for everyone that is listening and has listened to the Big Call for so many years. There are 13 years. So, we thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Continue to bless us, we pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody, we'll look forward to seeing you. Most likely, we'll have a call Thursday. We'll see. Anything's possible between now and then, but we should be here, same time, same station, and maybe Bob will be able to join us on Thursday's call. Everybody, have a great night tonight. And a great Wednesday, and we'll talk to you Thursday night. God bless you.